Ephesians chapter 5 and beginning at verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, whereas excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your love for us. As the Allens sang this morning, it just would take a very cold heart not to have that touch the heart this morning. But God, I pray today that you would help us if there are issues in our lives and our hearts this morning. As we read and hear the preaching of the Word of God today, that you just work on us. Help us. Fill our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power this morning. Use him to help us. And Father, one last thing. If there's somebody in this room this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray before they leave this room, they would trust and accept him. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I'm going to, of course, ask you to make sure you turned your cell phones off or to vibrate and make sure we get that taken care of. We don't want them to go off during the service. I'm going to ask the folks out in the foyer out there to listen very carefully now. The preaching has started. And then I want to apologize for something that's become a tradition in our church for these last 25 years now. The Sunday before Thanksgiving, we have what we call the Thanksgiving meal description. Now, there's a reason for that. It's because I like doing it. That's why. So for our guests and our visitors, if this seems extremely irreverent, too bad. Now, first of all, let me say this about Thanksgiving. Who came up with the idea of eating it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? You know, any other meal of the year that way. It's either breakfast between 6 and 8, lunch at noon, dinner at 5 or 6. And then we got to have Thanksgiving meal at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What kind of stupidity is that? That's a special kind of stupid. I say we have it at noon. No later. You have to sit there all day long and smell roast turkey and baked ham. It's terrible. It's torture. It's terrorism. It is. I'm calling Homeland Security. It's terrible. Now think about it for just a moment. Can you smell roast turkey already? I know it's not till Thursday. I walk by those frozen naked birds in the freezer in there, those turkeys, and I can smell roast turkey. There's something about waking up in the morning bright and early and then having the turkey already start to cook, and the house just kind of fills with the aroma of roast turkey and ham starts working. Those two together. Then you realize why you have two nostrils. Turkey on one side, ham on the other side. That's why God gave you two nostrils. Then all day long, that's the problem with eating at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you got to wait until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, for most of us, that doesn't keep us from eating until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll start off with a light breakfast, half a dozen biscuits, a bunch of sausage gravy, half a pound of sausage, some orange juice, a bunch of jelly and biscuits. That'll hold us until lunch, where we go to Popeyes and get some spicy fried chicken and things like that to hold us over until we get to that 4 o'clock stupid meal, whatever that is. And then you get there and you get together. Now you kind of have to understand something. When it comes to the Thanksgiving meal, there's nothing more enjoyable than sitting there watching football while the cooking is going on, because all the aromas are coming together, everything. You know what's going to happen. Then they set the table. Now, ladies, forgive us for not paying attention to the decorations. You made a paper mache turkey and you did it with the folded napkins and the 4 plates and the 9 forks and stuff like that. Forgive us for not saying, boy, what a beautiful table spread. We don't care. All we want to do is eat. Seriously, you could throw it on the table and we'd eat it like barbarians with our fingers. It would not make any difference to us whatsoever. So forgive us if we didn't pay attention to the fact that you set the table and you had all the stuff. Then you look at the table. There's 2 forks here on this side. And then you realize, okay, 2 hands, 2 forks. I got that. I get it. You see, no, that's a salad fork. Nobody eats salad at Thanksgiving, people. There is, and by the way, all diets are off. From now to New Year's, forget it. There isn't any point. Seriously. Well, I was going to eat celery sticks. Then don't invite me to your house because I don't want to do that. And don't mess with the turkey thing. No tofurkey, okay? None of them nasty tofu bird things. Leave it alone, people. Leave it. It's a bird. We're eating bird, okay? Don't do some tofu nasty soybean thing or whatever that wiggles like it's some kind of monster or something. Just leave it alone. So the diets are off. Then the table is all set and everything's ready to go. And they got. Now, I have a complaint with the plate situation. You see, my problem is this. We give the best plate to the turkey. See this? He gets this. Now, my complaint is, what's he need with a nice plate? He's dead. There is no point. See, and then they give you this little 6-inch plate thing. When it's got a thing under it that's a gold or silver or metallic or something. I don't know what that's supposed to be under there for. It's a charger, Pastor Johnson. It's there for looks. You can't eat off of it. You get gravy on it and they get all upset with you. And they give you a little 6-inch plate. I say, give the bird the 6-inch plate. Let's have one of these. Now, you can get some serious eating done with one of these dudes right here. You know what I'm saying? You can make yourself a nice gravy reservoir right here with the potatoes and everything. And you get one of those going and fill it in with stuffing and everything else. Now, that's a good turkey plate right there. That's a good thing. Forget the stinking 6-inch gold trim. Your grandma had it when she came over from Abraham Lincoln's house in the Civil War. I don't care. Give us a decent plate to eat off of, all right? That would be nice. So then they get the decorations going, the food's ready, and then finally they call you in to eat. And you go in and get around the table. And you have the prayer. Now,